Simin Tofresh Ein Gimel. The halachas of psilos, shmonim psilos aksheris lachanukah. The first halacha the mechaber says is kol hashmonim psilos ksherim lachanukah. Achu pishin hashmonim nimshachem achar psilah veinor nitzli yofel boitim psilos. You're allowed to use all the different shmonim. He's not mechalik bechalal. He doesn't tell you what's better than anything else. Mashmonis is like he passes like the Rambam. The Rambam says when it says kol hashmonim on kol gimel amar aleph. It says, "Kol hashmonim kulin yafel l'ner v'shem zayin v'na mubcher." The Rambam learns that it's going with regard to Shabbos and not with regard to Chanukah. Tosfos on the other hand says it's referring to Chanukah also. That's the way the Rambam paskin, that there's a hiddur mitzvah to use shemen zayin. Now, the reason why there's a hiddur mitzvah to use shemen zayin seems as the hemshach of the Gemara. Amar b'shuma levi, kol hashmonim kulin yafel l'ner v'shem zayin v'na mubcher. Amar abayo, mirish ad mahader mar mishcha l'shem shemi. Omar Hai Mashman Eritmeik, even the Shom Allah Hadar Bishuba Levi, Mahadar Bishuba Levi, Omar Hai Solom Eritmeik. He said, Abaye said that his Rebbe, Rabbo, would always go for sesame oil, only after he heard what Bishuba Levi said, that the best oil is Shemen Zayin, then he started using Shemen Zayin. Why? Because even though sesame oil doesn't burn as quickly, seems from Rashi, and therefore it burns longer, it's better, nevertheless, it's a brighter light, it's a cleaner, more pure fire when you use olive oil, and therefore use olive oil. Ilcheret mefurish haGemara, that the mile of Shem Zayis is the fact that it's a better light. Solol neharetzvei, it's pure, it's clearer. The thing is, you get to the Darkei Moshe. Darkei Moshe says, he quotes a Kolvay. Kolvay says that it's better to use Shem Zayis, Shabay Nasa Anis. Shailas, where did you get that from? Where did he get it from, this mile of Shabbai Nasan Heis? The Gemara says a different reason. We didn't find anywhere. We know that it was, like the Gemara said, Chof Alfam and Beis, that they went into the Beis of Megiddish, they found one pach of Shem and Zayis. The Nes was done with Shem and Zayis, therefore he should use Shem and Zayis. The problem is, the Gemara says something else. L'chur, the Pshat is, like the Meiri says, on Chof Alef, he says, Neir Shel Shaiva Mutaris L'ner Chanukah. You're allowed to use candles, wax candles. Mikomokum Noyim Mitzvah L'asiz Mishemen. It's knowing mitzvah, it's nicer to use oil. Why? The nes occurred with oil as opposed to with wax. That's what it says in the Gemara. What does it mean, kol hashmonim yafel l'ner? Why is shemen better than anything else? Because the nes happened with shemen. And shemen zayis is mitzvah min hamufcher. Why is shemen zayis mitzvah min hamufcher? Because it is a pure light. So, it's clear, the Meiri is understanding the Gemara, when the Gemara says that Shemen Zayis is better, it's not because any Shemen is really better. That's really what the Gemara says. Kol Hashmonim Yafel L'ner, any Shemen is better. It's not something specific about Shemen Zayis. Why? Shabay Nas Anis. In other words, the time of Shabay Nas Anis was given in the Gemara. Kol Hashmonim Yafel L'ner. Why is that? Because the Nas happened with Shemen. What type of Shemen? It doesn't make a difference. Shemen as opposed to wax. Oil is supposed to wax. You want to know, is there a mile in any type of shemen over another? Yeah, the Gemara says. The shemen zayis is more mukher than other shemanim because it has a pure, it burns nicer. And it's from a first in the Agoyis Maimini, he says the same thing. Kamar kol min yashemen yofeh, shrei nasa anis b'min shemen. Shemen, the Gemara says that shemen is yofeh because it was nasa the anis b'shemen. Lafuke shel shaiva v'cheila, dalfidik shemen min yofeh. Even though shaiva is kosher, but it's not yofeh because the nes didn't happen with him. So l'chura, the pashtus of the Darkei Moshe, when the Darkei Moshe quotes the Kolboy, says that you should use shemen zayis as opposed to using shemen zayis because shemen nasa nes. He means as opposed to using wax, and that's really what he quotes. If you look at the Darkei Moshe inside, the Darkei Moshe quotes the Kolboy. Kolboy says that the Maraf used wax candles. Nevertheless, you should use shemen zayis as opposed to wax. Shemen nasa nes. So does it mean that Shemen Zayis, you specifically should use Shemen Zayis because the Nase was with Shemen Zayis? No, or not. You should use Shemen because the Nase happened with Shemen. As opposed to with wax, it didn't happen with wax. You want to know, is there any type of Shemen which is better than one, better than the next? Yes, the best type of Shemen is Shemen Zayis because it burns nicely. La Lacha, we get to the Mechaber. The Mechaber doesn't even mention that there's any type of Shemen which is better than the next. And the Ramah says that there is. Miu Shemen Zayis mitzvah min hamufcher, he quotes the Kolboy. V'mein Shemen Zayis, you should use any other type of oil, she'erin zach v'naki. And if you don't, and our meaning is to use shaiva. So the Mishnah, the Mechaber, the Ramah does mention that Shemen Zayis is better. He doesn't say why Shemen Zayis is better. L'chur, you can understand the reason is because it burns nicely. And if you look, and he says, if you have a choice of oil and wax, oil comes before wax, even though the meaning of his name is wax. Why does oil come first? Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikomokam mitzvah b'shel shemen, tfei minere shel shayvet, ayidei shemen, asanes. Mishnah Berurah clearly learns that when it says, ayidei shemen, asanes, it means as opposed to shayvet. Because he's not even talking about shemen zayin here, he's talking about the other types of oil. One can use soy oil, canola oil, can use all these types of oil. Is there any problem? Is it better than wax? Yes, it's better. Why is it better? Because that nace happened with oil as opposed to wax. Certainly the Mishnah Berurah understands that Shabbat Nasanes is not referring to the type of oil, rather oil as opposed to wax. And the truth is, if you look at the Sharatin, it seems the same thing. He quotes the Mari Brena that says that. He quotes the Maral Mifrag that says you can't use wax or chalev or anything like that, because that's called avuka. You have to use oil because the oil is called an air. What type of oil? Doesn't make a difference what type of oil. It has to be same to how they had it in the Beis Hamikdash, that it was oil. But as opposed to wax, the whole shackle, the whole back and forth over here is just oil as opposed to wax. Which one is better? Oil is better because buenas anis. We never found that olive oil has a specific value because buenas anis. Nevertheless, there are achrenim that mention it. The Levush, the Chayyadim, the Kedush Marar, they all mention that there's an Indian to use daf kashem and zayis, shebuenas anis. It's more diameter to the Beis HaMikdash, there's a hiddur. Now, in the past years, recent years, maybe 10-15 years, there came all types of Yidurim with regard to what type of Shemen Zayis should use. Is there a mile to use Shemen Zayis that's Royal Achila? Because it's more than the Beis HaMikdash. Kvisha Kara, which means that it wasn't cooked, rather, and the Beis HaMikdash, they didn't use, the Mishnah says, you can't use some or something oil which is cooked. So the way that they extract the oil is in a way cold extraction, kvisha, without actually cooking it, b'chal. And that's also a hiddur, because that's more damage than the Beis HaMikdash. And supposedly, that's a bring down from Rabbi Yashiv. The Rabbi Yashiv said that the more hiddurim, the closer it is to the way that it is in the Beis HaMikdash, the more hiddurim that they have. The Shalei, therefore, hence, in the past years, they have the standard olive oil, which costs about 13 shekel a bottle. And then they have olive oil, which is Royal Achila, that you use to garnish your salads, which costs 40 shekel, 35 to 40 shekel. And then they have the Megagore Beresh Zayin, the type of oil that they could use for the Beis HaMikdash. They went to the top of the tree, and they got the top of the Zayin, and they squeezed out the first few drips. And Mamish, they could use it in the Menorah. And that's, I don't know, let's see what? 75 shekel? How much is it called? Somewhere around there. 80 shekel for a bottle this big. So it's probably about 160 shekel for a liter. It's half a liter. 160 shekel. The Shalit, should one be mahadir to use this oil? So first of all, it's within a hidden mitzvah shlish. It's way more than shlish. It's much more than that. The only question is, bichlal, before we get to that. The pashtus of all the Rishayim is that there is no hidr mitzvah in Shemen Zayis because the Shemen Zayis, the mitzvah happened with the Shemen Zayis. Shemen as opposed to Shaiva, but not Shemen Zayis. We found in the Achrenim that the Achrenim say that Shemen Zayis also has because it's Boinas HaMeis. Now the question is, with the other things, to be moisif even more than that and say the type of Shemen Zayis, because it's more Daimah, the Chura, that seems to be quite a chiddush, and the truth is that most Paiskei Zmanenu, as a matter of fact, everybody that I saw, except for Rabbi Yashiv, says it's talking no difference. It doesn't have to be Rabbi Lachila, it doesn't have to be, even if it's Mar, even if it's not, then it's still Kasha Lechatchila, Mahudr, not a problem. There's no Indian in the types. Bechlal is something which is not nicker. Even if olive oil could be nicker between the different types of oil, you can even tell the difference. But at least it's the Sug, but the different types, to say that it's Mamash Deimeh, that should be the more daim that it could be, is a chiddush. Rav Kuber has a kuntris that he put out, Minoitzer Kankanim, that he times that there are certain bachlal, kenzan, that all the oil that we have is manenu, is not kosher for the Beis HaMikdash, because at least most, except maybe for this 80 shekel bottle, for it's the oil is ground. In other words, they grind up the olives to extract the oil, and that's pashas possible for the manure. So Yesh Lain and Bechlal, there are those that Taina, he mentions it, I saw somebody else mention who has a whole Reb Schreiber, sits in the Beis Medrash, who wrote up a very nice stick about this also, that from the Mumchim it seems, from the Mumchim, the non-Mumchim, the people that use it, it seems that very often the oil which is kosher la'achila does not light as nicely as the other type of oil. Therefore, certainly, the whole mile of Shemen Zayis is that it's Moshech Neheret, that it's Tolan Neheret Feng, that it burns clearly. So certainly, if the choice is using one which is Kasad Beis Hamikdash, one which burns nicely, certainly she takes one that burns nicely. I don't think Rabbi Yashu was talking about that. Rashi was talking about if everything else is the same, still there is a mile. The mile is the Yafim Yichayshish for it. It's a hither. Nothing before me the Marn Poisek Ador, Rabbi Yashu. There's no two ways about it. So there seems to be that there is a hither, even though the Pashtun, the Rishayim, the Machrayim, we haven't seen anything yet. Nevertheless, it seems to be a hither. Yichayshish for it. So you have to know whether or not that is certainly according to Moshe Peskim, there's no need to be mahadir in that, and Mela, you have two choices of where to be mahadir, then don't be mahadir in that. You be mahadir in something which is maybe more meikradin. The one thing that I will mention, and that is the point that somebody once mentioned to me a number of years back, and I think it's a very true point, and that is that people look at these things, well, where are these newcomers coming from? 21st century, what is this business? My grandparents never did this, my great-grandparents never did this, whoever heard of Bechlal, none of Rishonim, none of Achrayim, nobody ever said this, all of a sudden we come last 10, 15 years, there's some mile of Akashla, what's going on over here? Now, let's also mention that your grandparents and your great-grandparents and great-grandparents also didn't have three Shabbat suits and 16 pairs of shoes and 18 things. All the Gashmias, they also didn't have. And it's never pushed on my own that the Ani Yishuv Yisrael Bizmanenu has more than Rothschild had 250 years ago, even though he was the richest person. They didn't have the same thing as, they didn't have all the types of fruits that we have, the usual to the store and everything. It's pushed that the Gashmit that we have Bizmanenu is much more than that. So everybody that, somebody that's Mahadra, that everything in his Gashmit should be atatat to the nth degree, then the Lachar is different, you should be Mahadra, spend the 80 shekel and you have the thing. Al the sugya shabai, do we see that there's an inyan to be mahadir? Lachar, it's very hard to believe that there is. Nachum before the Rav Yashiv, if you're mahadir and everything else, you're mahadir zikr. Especially in yontif of Chanukah, which it's the yontif of hiddur. We don't find anywhere else by any other mitzvah bechlal that chazal or kaveya that there's different dargis al hiddur. There's always the inyan to be mahadir or mitzvah, but that there's different dargis of mahadir, especially Chanukah. Then the lachar doesn't. Are you mechuyev to? Certainly not. If you have, it's this against that, also maybe you should take a different mitzvah to mahadirin. However, if it's not this against that, you want to know. Everything else that you have is aleph, 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 then this could also be aleph, aleph, aleph. Let's say somebody only has olive oil for one candle. And he has, it's one light, one nair he could use. It's the fourth night. One night he could use olive oil, and the rest of them he has candles. Is it better? It says Mishnah Berurah, you can't do that. You can't light one candle with olive oil and three candles with wax. Why? Because it look like two people lit, and people are not going to know how many days it is. The shaila is, which one is better? Is it better to light one candle with olive oil or all the candles with wax? So the chura, the mice of the many years, the Ramah says that wax burns as nicely as olive oil. And the Indian of Mahadir, and the Indian of olive oil that we see, the Hidr, the Chayra, is the fact that it burns nicely, and wax burns just as nicely. If you could do the Mahadrin that Chazal say, then the Chayra is better than the Mahadrin of using olive oil as opposed to something else, because we have the mile of olive oil by using wax candles. However, it's clear in the Sharatian that if you have soy oil, or canola oil, which most people have, in their house, you could use the first candle could be olive oil, and the next three candles could be canola oil. They could all be canola oil. That's even that's better. To use all four of them canola oil as opposed to all four of them wax is also better in Mavur and the Ramah, as long as it burns nicely. The chiddush is that even though you have, the Baruch seems to say that it's a problem, the Sharatim seems to be convinced that it's not, you could do two candles, one or two of your neiris should be olive oil, and two neiris should be canola oil. It's not a problem, as long as they're all oil, that is beseder. That's not a problem. So, olive oil first, canola oil second, and wax comes third. The shaylas, let's say you don't have any of these. You don't have any of these options. You can't use olive oil, you can't use wax, you're stuck. For example, the case, this is really a ma'aseh shehayah, it's not just that I put down the question on the paper. This was asked, and it's negev for this time. Somebody's going on a cruise. His parents are going on a cruise. 70th birthday. They're going on a cruise. Why did it have to be the first 4 days of Hanukkah? That's when she was born, 7 years ago. Memela, that's why she's going now. Go figure. Can't be before Gafta, and that's when the cruise is going. Lamaisa, they're going to be on the cruise for the first 4 days of Hanukkah. We'll handle the second half of the shayla when we get to that. Beis Hashem, what to do when you're going to miss an entire night. I guess really it's a part of the same shayla. After that, after the 4 days, they're going to fly back to wherever they live, and they're leaving the place, the boat, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, which is before Plag HaMincha, and they're flying, they're traveling and flying to their destination and arriving home 10 o'clock in the morning after Leis HaShachar. They're missing the entire night. They have a question, where should they light the mirrors? They can't light, they're going on a yacht, they're going on a cruise. It's a proper room, it's like a hotel on the water. Right? So they have a proper room, and that's where they're going to be for 4 days. The problem is you can't light candles inside your room. They don't let it's like a hotel. You know, they don't give you such an option. And they don't have a chatzar which goes outside the Rishon LeZion. Hence, the shayla is, where should they light? What should they do? Second of all, what do they do the next time when they're flying back the following night after the cruise? Where are they going to light there? They're missing the entire night. They're not going to be nishtahin, nishtahir. They're not on the boat in their room, and they're not in their house. What are they supposed to do? Part of that maybe is we'll see in Tafri Shayin Zayin by Asanoim. The shayla is there a possibility to light with electric candles or not? Can you use the electric menorah? Is there any possibility? So, the first person I think that deals with this is, like we mentioned last month, we were talking about Shabbos Slicht, Reb Chaim Oizer brings it down, and Achiezer, Chilik Dalab, some involved. It's the Beis Yitzchok. It's printed about 130 years ago. I think it was Tafri Shemem Tes. 130 years ago, he deals with it a few times. The most clear one, I think, is in Yerdei Chelik Beis, the shortest Yerdei Chelik Beis, Chelik Alasim Chosim, sorry, at the last paragraph. There he says, to use chashmal, to use electricity for Shabbos Licht, that's not a problem. However, to use for Hanukkah, that you can't do. To use gas or electricity for Hanukkah, that you can't do. What's the reason why you can't do? And he gives two reasons. The first reason is, Chodo de Shemen Zayis Mitzvah Menom Ofcher. Shemen Zayis Mitzvah Menom Ofcher. That's the business way, so you can't use electricity. Second reason he says is, have a second of all, everybody uses electricity the entire year. So what's a Pesumi Nisa? Nobody knows what you're doing. Nobody can tell that you're doing it for Pesumi Nisa. So they thought that you turned on the light. Lachar, both of these tanim are Tzarech B'Yertuvah. The first one is Tzarech B'Yertuvah because Shemen Zayis is Mitzvah Menavuchar, but if you don't have Shemen Zayis, then it's wax. You let it, it's not Ma'akif. We never found that it's Ma'akif. If you're stuck, you should be able to use something else. That's the first thing. Second thing is that it's not nicker. Lachara, in the times of Chazal, they used candles all year round. And nevertheless, they lit candles on Hanukkah. How is it nicker? Elamai, they put the Hanukkah lift outside or in the window or in the type of kli or whatever it is in an oifen that it's nicker to the people that it's l'shem mitzvah Hanukkah. Men, they could do the same thing here. Light outside, light in the menorah. Work it out. How are you going to work it out that it's going to look different, that it's going to look special? So they worked it out. Rav Shlomo Kahn, who lives on the Rehov Panim Yiras, he made a menorah that it's mamash looks like a regular menorah. It's one of those little 12 shekel menorahs, and instead of the glass little cups that they have little tiny incandescent bulbs, specifically incandescent, because incandescent has a filament which burns, and therefore it's not like LEDs or fluorescent, which is gas. It's not really a real fire. However, they have a real proper menorah. If you put this in the window, no one's going to think that you lit this to read by. They're going to, certainly it's clear that you did it, that for the shame is Hanukkah. So what should be the problem? According to the Beis Yitzchok, like both of these times do not apply. He says in Echanami, B'mokam adchak, that you're stuck and you have no other option, in Echanami you'd be able to be same on this and be Yitzchok. Rav Shlomo Zalman also is Matad like that. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in Halicha Shleimoi, brings down somebody that's stuck and he has no other option, then he's allowed to do this. And he brings this down, and that's really what the purpose of this punches was. He made this gemach, he made this thing for the people that are stuck. People that are in trains, planes, or hospitals, hopefully for good reasons, and they can't light, then this is an option. Not only that, not only could they light, both from Shlomo Zalman and Rabbi Yashav Taino, that you're allowed to make a bracha. You're allowed to make a bracha because it's mitzvah Ner Chanukah. There's no reason you could be mekayim mitzvah chila. Zechri is supposed to use shemen. However, if you don't have the ability, then you should use this. Now, Rav Shlomo Zalman only allows this to make a bracha on it because it works on battery. If it didn't work on battery, then Shlomo Zalman holds, then you're not allowed to make a bracha on it, because it's not considered as you have the entire amount of shemen in front of you. If you're dependent, if you're plugged in to the wall, to electricity, so you're dependent on the electric company. And if obviously there's always a current run, you're hoping there's always going to be a current, but it's constantly running. You don't have all the electricity right here, there's a constant current which is coming from the electric company to you. Therefore it's not considered that you have all the oil here, it's oil being put in afterwards, and we saw in the rush that you have to have oil, all the oil, therefore you would not be able to be Yaitse unless you have a battery. If you have a battery, then you have all the oil, you have all the electricity, you have all the koyach in front of you, then you'd be able to make a bracha. What's that? Then you have it lefanecho. No. Also with the generator, you depend on somebody else. They're pumping stuff into you. It also depends. If you have in your house a big battery, yeah, then it's fine. Then you have the battery. That's not a problem.
You're saying the problem is that the suffix going out, or that it's not here?
No, it's not here. It's not here. We'll get to the suffix going out. Bechlal, Rabbi Yashav, Shlomo Zalman holds bizmanin, you don't need a shamish, because we have electricity, and no one's going to be chayshish that you're lighting for yourself. He says, however, it's a good idea to light it, because maybe electricity is going to go out. But nothing will leave. Either way, Tanit Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashav, that if you have a battery power, menorah, that's clearly a menorah, the shame mitzvah, then you'll be able to light on it and make a bracha. However, there are many, many poskim that are not fond of making a bracha. Though maybe you could be yaitzeh with this, however, to make a bracha is not pashut to make a bracha. What's the reason not to make a bracha? Is, first of all, those that rabbi shavatayin, it's not considered halakha, that's bachlal, electricity. But the real shaila is, what's the difference between Shabbos, Neiris Shabbos, and Neiris Chanukah? Neir Shabbos, the purpose of Neir Shabbos, the Gemara says, is Mishum Shalom Bayis. But Tiznach Mishalom Nafshi, Zeu Neir Shabbos. That if you don't have the ability to light Neir Shabbos, then you're going to be Yikosha Beis Fem, you're going to bang into things, you're not going to have Shalom Bayis, you're not going to have your suit, you're not going to have cover for your suit, or any for your suit, you're not able to see. You can't appreciate what you're doing, what you're eating, if you don't have Neir. If that's the case, and it doesn't really make a difference if your Neiris are candles, if your Neiris is electricity, it doesn't make a difference what it is. As long as you have the ability to see, that's fine. You could clear is that there's a lashon of lahadlik, is there no lashon of lahadlik? But if you have the ability to see, and the electricity helps you see, then lachar, you should be able to make a bracha on that. However, when it comes to Ner Chanukah, what was the tikkun of Ner Chanukah? The tikkun of Ner Chanukah was to make a presuming nisa for the mitzvah, for the nes that happened in the Beis HaMikdash that they lived in Eretz. Eivaz Ney, the mashmoy says that you need a presuming nisa b'dayme to the nes, that you have to light candles. Now, exactly what type of candles? Does it have to be oil? Does it have to be wax? Does it have to be? But it has to be a candle. It has to be a flame. It has to be a fire. But it has to be the mikdash. The shayla is, can you consider the incandescent bowl, that filament which is burning? That's a fire. But then it has to be the That's the same for Suminisa. That's the hecker that Chazal wanted. Certainly, everybody agrees that if you put up a huge sign in Times Square that says Happy Hanukkah, today is the third night, you're not Yotze. Even though there's millions of people, and everybody sees it, and the Goyim at the end, and everyone knows exactly what night it is, you haven't been Yotze, Bechlal. And those that say that you shouldn't do it, Bechlal, someone puts in saying, you shouldn't do it because there's no key mitzvah of Bechlal. Chazal weren't Masakin to go and be Mepharis in the Nes in all types of ways that you decide is the best way to Mepharis. That's not a key of the person we need, so they told you how to be Mepharis in the Nes. So Mepharis in the Nes.
Why you shouldn't do it? Just means you're not getting it.
Because then it's kiilu as if you're remechadish that this is part of the mitzvah, and it's not. You're making up your own mitzvah. Therefore, many paiskim taino rev minyan. Certainly, taino is that one should not make a bracha on it. So this is the way of Brookwood goes also. So you wouldn't make a bracha, and you could use it b'shas l'tchak. You should light b'shas l'tchak. However, to make a bracha on it is not so simple, because the whole idea of the Ner Hanukkah is to maybe name it to the nes. And l'chare is not there with the nes. Certainly, hamekol lehifsid. You have what to be semichon. You have Rabbi Yashav. You have Rosh Hashanah. However, it's not so pashut because l'chare al tami brachal alkal. It's not pashut because that's the kiyum of Chazal. Memela. If you could be mighty, if you could hear the bracha from somebody else, matay manay. The question is, generally, anybody that has the achilis to hear the bracha from someone else can light the same thing himself. Shechianu, we'll have to get to that. That's a very shiny vof. When to say Shechianu. It'll be telling the same thing. If you can be able to see the bracha. Certainly, somebody that wants to, they feel that it's important to them, they could. They have Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. However, the Chatchilo, if they could have a better way to, certainly the question is lighting this earlier in the day, lighting real candles later on, they should light real candles later on, and be yitzei al atzariyos ha'toyv with a bracha. Now, baklav is a shayla. Do you have to light fuel? Do you need to light olive oil? Do you need to light wax? Do you need to light maybe kosher to the shayla also? Or can I take a very long, or a piece of wood? Can I light a piece of wood? Is there any problem to light a piece of wood? And it'll burn for half an hour. I have the fire, but I don't have oil, I don't have wax. Or I take a very long wick and just light it. And it'll light for half an hour. Is there a chiv to light? So there's many that sign up that Yuzaka do need it, and that's the reason why electricity is a problem. Lewushe Mordechai, it's actually the last shuv in Arachayim. Open up the Chelek Arachayim, three story, just turn to the last page, and he signs over there. He says, you need Shamnunis. Do me the how they had in the Beit HaMikdash. And if you don't have Shamnunis in the Beit HaMikdash, you can't be Yetzi. Also, he says, if somebody lights a piece of wood, you're going to be Yetzi or Chiv? Certainly not. Now the Shad is, do me the Beit HaMikdash, we don't find anywhere that do me the Beit HaMikdash possible with the Yevit, except for it to be Mishtamash La'iri, not only be Mishtamash La'iri, do me the Beit HaMikdash. Aside from that, there's many, many Hidurim that we say should be do me the Beit HaMikdash, none of them are Ma'akib with the Yevit. So it's a big Kiddush. As a matter of fact, if someone's Amun says, L'chara, yesh l'stapik, a guy lights a piece of wood and burns for half an hour, and chalam, he should be Yetzi for half an hour. The Chavir is telling this also, since there are many, some people say that you need a shalheves, you need mamash, a flame. So there's many reasons why possibly electricity wouldn't work for Ner Chanukah. Mamela, certainly, if you could get one of these menorahs, you should. To make a bracha is not as simple. If you want to, then we have the two, Gedolei Hadar, B'yashem Shem Azamin, to be simple. There's a shaila with regard to this, the hiddur mitzvah to use oil. So people clear, what's the story with using floating wicks? Why? Because the floating wicks are covered with wax. So when you light them, and halacha is a mitzvah, you're lighting the wax, you're not lighting the oil. So some people have all types of ideas, they light it first, and therefore it burns the wax, and then they blow it out, and then when it comes to Hanukkah lich, they're lighting the candle, the wax, the wick by itself, without having any wax on top. Some people pour oil on top of the wick. So that way they're lighting the oil which is on top of the wax. For the most part, most of the people say that it's not an issue. Shlomo Zalman says that as soon as you light, as soon as you put the wick, the match to it, it burns right away, the wax. And usually it doesn't catch on until the wax is really burnt down, is really melted. And therefore, it's not a problem. It's all a chelik of the original hadlaka. It's not considered, it's not a problem. And that's what most of the people say. Some people say that it's not going to hinder to put to blow, burn out the wax first. For the most part, most of the people say that it's not an issue. There is another issue which has maybe mentioned with regard to floating wicks, which I heard mentioned. I think we'll leave it for Tafri Shayin Hay when it's more negeah to the channel. And that is, since the wick, the floating wick, just food for thought as you learn it, the floating wick moves from the place that you lit it. As it burns the oil, it goes down. So if it doesn't have the yichilus to burn for a half an hour in its original place, then maybe you have a problem that the halakha is not making the mitzvah because you lit it, and then after 20 minutes it went down. As the oil went down, it went down also, and the, what's that? And it moved by itself. Yeah, that's also a problem. Maybe, even though you caused it, maybe. Okay, so we'll get to Rebbe Hashem. Well, who talks about it? I'll just tell you that last night I decided to do an experiment. For the most part, it's a viewpoint because I took a very thick wick, a floating wick. Which a thick wick means that it burns, it's a much bigger flame. I put it halfway in and halfway out, which you're supposed to put a third up and two thirds underneath. Nevertheless, I did less. And I put it in the smallest Hanukkah cup that I could find, which is a very thin plastic cup. And it burnt, and I put in oil exactly the same amount as the wick on the bottom. The wick which is coming out of the bottom burns for over an hour. So, for the most part, maybe your only shayla is on Erev Shabbos, it's not going to burn for enough. But it doesn't have to move, it has enough koyach to burn. At the time of the halakha, it could be that it's not considered more of the shayla. Maybe when you lit it, it's not able to burn for half an hour in the place where it is. But here it was able to burn for half an hour because the oil was by the bottom of the wick. And therefore, that was last night's. Actually, the show and tell was also, we had another one just for this maybe negiyat in it. Some people say that you shouldn't use floating wicks if you're going to light in your menorah, and you use floating wicks inside the menorah. You're not lighting in a glass. You're lighting inside the menorah, and sometimes the floating wick will go down. You're not going to see it after 15 minutes, depending on how narrow your cup is. So therefore, even though it might burn for more than half an hour, nevertheless, you're not going to see it for half an hour. That's something that one should take into account when he's the standard 1.5 shekel menorah that they have for the kids, which is a little piece of metal that they have the colorful candles that stand up inside. Generally, those people put the back towards outside, and the candle is where you can see it, most of the candle in front of you. That's where you light the candle. After 15 minutes, you already can't see the candle from outside. As a matter of fact, last night I wanted to see, I was told that it's not so much that they last for half an hour, which is certainly true on later nights when you have a lot of heat. I did one by itself. After about 35 minutes, I thought it was 35, 40 minutes, I thought it was out from my vantage point. I went over to it, it was in the kitchen, I was in the dining room, and I saw that it was still burning. It was just so low that I couldn't see it anymore. And I was on the side that you could see. It was just inside the bottom. It burnt like that for another 20 minutes. So it burns for over an hour, but half the time you couldn't see it before. And certainly people outside probably after 10, 15 minutes they couldn't see it. So the chatchila, probably the best thing to do is, I don't know which is Eker Pesuminis. If Eker Pesuminis is outside, then you should flip it around. But if Eker Pesuminis is inside, which we'll have to see, then you can leave it as is. What's the story with regard to oil which was underneath the bed? Is there a din of hakriveyon ola fechasecha? It says, Mishabur says, if you found a mouse inside of the oil, you shouldn't use it because it's disgusting. You wouldn't bring that to somebody, hakriveyon ola fechasecha, would you bring that to a chashma person? So don't bring it to everybody in Shimon. How about oil which you're not allowed to eat because it has ruach ro, which is shirin, it's a revenge shy. You took something underneath, oil which is underneath the bed, it has ruach ro that was shirin on it, therefore you shouldn't use it. Lamaisa, most paiskim say it's not a problem. If found the pesach tshuva and kama paiskim, and with regard to food mamish, they say that b'di'eved that they use it, even though the girl was very machmir with it. Lamaisa pesach tshuva says b'di'eved if food was underneath the bed, then you're allowed to eat it. You should wash it. Nego master says the mishum bruach possibly, but that was the first chumra that I saw. I think when I came to Eretz Yisrael, that was washing a bag of pretzel. But the best thing that's really what Mishabu says. If you can wash the food, negavaser, then you should get off the ruach ro. Nevertheless, b'di'eved, we paskin, if you can't, or whatever it is, then b'di'eved it's mutter. Therefore, since b'di'eved it's mutter, then it's mutter to use this olive oil. Certainly, the chatchila, you shouldn't put it underneath the bed. With regard to using the nearest of the Hanukkah, what do you allowed to do, Laura nearest? Our nearest are asar b'hanam. Nevertheless, the Mishabu says, you're allowed to enjoy them. You're allowed to look at them. You're allowed to turn off the lights in your room and enjoy the neris. Not only that, even though it's going to help you that when you walk outside the room, you're not going to fall on a bang into anything. That's also the hanod of a meila. That's not considered as hanod. You're not mechuyev to close your eyes in the sharatim, and therefore that's not considered hanod. The shaila is: are you allowed to? Not only that, the Kaf HaChaim says that if a person lights the menorah, then he has a shaila with regard to menorah. He doesn't know a certain halacha. Is he allowed to go and look up the halacha by the menorah, by the light of the menorah? He says, since it's a seraph menorah, you're allowed to. But lemaisa, that's only if you don't have another. He says, it's dafka if you don't have another candle. Haneris halalu, even that, which is probably the most common shayla, most people have, they have some sort of little petek, some sort of scissor next to their menorah that has the brachas and the haneris halalu, and they like to look at that. You should not use the haneris halalu, especially if they didn't light the shamash yet. Maybe they are using the shamash. That's a shayla. They're using the shamash, but so if you're not using, if you're to light to read, even on Eretz Yisrael next to the menorah, one should refrain. Do you have to light a shamash b'chlal? If you have a shamash, then you're okay. Do you have to light a shamash? So bizmanenu, we saw the reason. The Gemara says that if a person lit on his table, then he should light another light. Rabbeinu Ruchum says, even when you're not lighting on your table, you should always light another one. Because that way, if you go to be mishtamish, you will be mishtamish to the R of the extra one. Now, the shayla is bizmanenu, that we have electricity, and no one's being mishtamish to these eras. No one thinks that when we light the candles, that the light of the candles to be mishtamish to Eiro. Is there an inin b'chlal to light a candle? Is there anything to light a shamash? Shlomo Zalman says that Nechama is not going to invest in electricity in the winter. However, since maybe electricity is going to go out, Ubefrat, if people turn off the lights, then there is an Indian to light a shamish, just in case you go ahead and you're mishtamish l'ur, you'll have a shamish to back you up. Are you allowed to be mishtamish l'ur once you have a shamish? That the Mishnah Berurah brings down is a machlekes apeskim. He says, if the shamish is higher up or to the side, ukedema, it seems that the Bir Alav HaMachriya, you could use the shamish. You shouldn't use the rest of the nears. However, you can use the shamish. If you can use all the nears together, then it seems the Bir Alav is noita v'machmer, like the Magen Avraham, that people are going to think that you lit the menorah for yourself. You're using all the nears together. However, if you're just using that extra menorah, the extra nair which sticks up or is to the side, then the Mishnah Berurah says it's not a problem. You wouldn't be allowed to use that nair. That's with regard to Sif Aleph. Sif Beis, Kav Seh Zakaklo. The halacha is, we pass him, Kav Seh Zakaklo. Hadlaka Oise Mitzvah, Lafikachem Kav Seh Koidim, She'over Zmana, Ina Zakaklo. Even Kav Seh Erev Shabbos, you don't have to relight it. Lalacha Lamaisa, we pass him, you shouldn't relight it if it goes out on Erev Shabbos, don't make a new bracha. You should even relight it, it's the Indian to relight it, anytime that it goes out. If it didn't burn for half an hour, maybe even if it did burn for half an hour, there's a hider b'zmaninu that people, that tichla regum and ashuk is till wee hours of the morning. There's a chura, a hider to relight it, though you're not mechuyev to. The shayla is, this din of kovso zakaklo, kovso in zakaklo, feed them on them or kovso zakaklo. If you didn't relight it, were you not mechayim your mitzvah? The mandam that holds kovso zakaklo. You lit it and went out, and you didn't relight it. Were you not mechayim your mitzvah? Where the din is that you weren't mekayim the ikar mitzvah, you weren't mekayim the mitzvah kafi mashu, but not that you weren't mekayim the ikar mitzvah. So the chorus mashmoyes of Rashi is Rashi says that kofsa zakaklo, and we're scared that when it goes out, that maybe you're not going to go ahead and relight it. If it goes out, we're scared you're not going to go ahead and relight it. Then we yifshav leyazik. Now, if the ikar mitzvah is that you have to relight it, and you're not mekayim the ikar mitzvah if you don't relight it. We're not scared. We never tell them we're scared that a guy's not going to light Hanukkah lift when the Hanukkah comes around. Why not? Maybe the guys, we should have special takanas. We should have a police storm around to make sure that people light Hanukkah lift. We're not scared of that. Why? The Ikar Mitzvah, we're not scared that people aren't going to be Mekayim. It's only when it goes out, then we're scared. If a person says that I was ready to Mekayim the Mitzvah, so therefore he's not going to be lighted. Mashmoy says though, if you weren't Mekayim the Ikar Mitzvah, then there's no reason to be chayshish that a person's not going to be lighted. Mashmoy says a little bit that be'etzer makayim your mitzvah, and you're not mechuyev me'ikra din. If a person didn't light it, then he still has the key mitzvah. The Beis Halevi is medaglik that in Rashi also. He says that dafka if it goes out and you can relight it, then you're mechuyev. But if all the oil spills and you want to relight it, he says, you're not mechuyev to make a new candle. They only made one chiyuv azaka, not two. And you're mechayim your chiyuv. Who cares what the halacha is with regard to kafsa ein zakaklo? We pass in kafsa ein zakaklo. The halacha is like, yeah, two cases where a person puts it out in a case where chazal said you're zakaklo. For example, if a person puts it out in mezid, the halacha is you have to go ahead and relight it. According to the Taz and Erev Shabbos, if you went out before Shabbos, you're mechuyev to go ahead and relight it. What happens if you didn't go ahead and relight it? The pasha says that you're yetz yechiv anyhow. And that's why you don't go ahead and make a new bracha when you relight it. Because you relight your chiv. Chazal said, Zakaklo, you should be doing this. The Ikar mitzvah is that you should relight it. If you didn't, you're still mekayim the Ikar mitzvah, even though you didn't go ahead and relight it. Which would mean that if a person puts it out and he doesn't relight it, nevertheless, he was yetz his chiv. Now the question is, in what cases do we say that a person has to go ahead and relight it? In what cases not? So we saw, if it happened to Bishoigik, he doesn't have to go ahead and relight it. If it happened to Mezid, he has to go ahead and relight it. Both of them, you're not supposed to make a new bracha. How bad if you lit it in a windy place? If you lit it in a windy place, says the Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't make a new bracha. Even though, why not? Because you don't know for sure that it's going to go out. Could be that it wouldn't have gone out. The Be'er Heitav actually brings down that you shouldn't relight it with a bracha. But the Mishnah Berurah says that you have to relight it, you're mechuyev to relight it, but you don't make a new bracha. Now, because you're mechuyev to relight it, b'meila, the Mikra'i Kurdish of Tzivah Zach Frank, the example of Aral Diskin, that you're not allowed to light the menorah in a place where it's very windy and there's a possibility that it's going to go out. If it doesn't go out, the mashmoyis of the poskim is that you taka yotze, even though you're letting it with your place. If it goes out, then you're in problem. Now, what's the story? We hold halacha is a mitzvah. Can you light outside? Many people light outside in a glass box. Now, at the time that you're lighting it, the glass box is open. If you're going to leave it open for half an hour, then probably it's going to go out. So at the time of that halacha, when the glass box is open, you lit it in a place that wouldn't be able to last for half an hour. It's like lighting and then adding in olive oil afterwards. It says Maral Diskin, in a Chanami it's a problem. Bemela Maral Diskin, he lit, the glass was closed, and he would stick, nowadays they have the glass at the bottom of the glass, which you pick up, it's a little opening, usually, a little arc. And you could stick your, I don't think that's why they made it, they made it easy to pick up, you could stick your candle inside and light it. That's the Maral Diskin said. That way, at the time that you're lighting, the glass is closed. However, I don't think I saw any of the other places that say that way. Ryashim, Shavon Zalman, Ryashim Chaim Zonenfeld, Pesach Frank, they all go that it's not a problem. That's how most of the places go, that it's not a problem. Why? Because at the time that you're lighting it, it's biyodcha to go ahead and close it. And not only that, you're standing there, or Shlomo Zalman says, you're standing there and you're making sure that even though that there's a wind that it's going to catch and it's not going to go out until you put down the thing. Until you're going to make sure that it's... And we're probably posking that if it doesn't go out in the wind, that it's not a problem. So you're going to cause, you're going to make sure that it's not going to go out because of the wind. And therefore, the place can tell you that it's not a problem. And Shlomo Zalman said maybe the best thing to do is to stand in front of it, to block the wind, until you put down the glass. That's what some people say to do it. Or have your friend stand next to you, then it should be blocking it at the time they're lighting it until you put down the glass. But it seems that the place can say for the most part, even though you're not standing in front of it, nevertheless, since it's biyotcha, you're about to do it, and then it's not a problem of lighting in a place where the wind is going to put it out. Now, if you put it out in Mezid, like we said, you have to go ahead and relight it. However, you shouldn't make a bracha. Now, why? Because the lachayim is a mitzvah. Pashat Yimakayim is a mitzvah. Mishlom HaZalman is machadish. It's in Mincha Shlomi, he has a long tshuva about it. Nun Ches. Tanyan Nun Ches. He's at the beginning of the tshuva. He says, what happens if a guy has in mind, he's going to a Hanukkah party in 15 minutes. So therefore he has in mind at the time of the halacha, he's going to put it out in the Zman. Says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, if he goes ahead and puts it out, maybe even if he doesn't, he says, but if he goes ahead and puts it out, he says, you're not yotzei your chiyuv. Not only that, you have to go ahead and relight it with a bracha. You have to go ahead and relight it with a bracha. This is the first time that you found, you have to relight such with a bracha. Why? He says, because that wasn't our luck in the first place. You lit it with the intention of putting it out, that's not considered a lighting. That's worse, he says, than lighting with not enough olive oil. If you light with not enough olive oil, then the halacha in the Mishnah Berurah says, relight it without a bracha. Even though you know it's going to go out in 15 minutes. But then you didn't do a maisa to put it out. It's not considered as if you did a halacha and just went out. Here it's kilos if you didn't do a halacha, because you're planning on putting out the light.
After 15 minutes or after half hour?
15 minutes. If it's an amount of time. Now, Lachur is a big chiddush. However, even he agrees that Lachur is not in a case where you had intention to go ahead and put it out. If you didn't have intention to go ahead and put it out, it just goes out. Even if it was for sure going to go out, Lachur, you're not going to make any bracha. And Ramela, in a case where you didn't put enough olive oil, and it's going to for sure go out, nevertheless, you don't make a bracha. The Shaila is, what happens? This is a story that happened. It's one of the questions on the page. It happened to me 17 years ago. My first Chanukah in Eretz Yisrael, the first time I was ever lighting outside. I had a little small menorah. I found a glass box in the zira that I was in. And terrific, I'm going to light outside. I had a chatzar also, mamish, mahajrim and mahajrim. I'm lighting outside. I took a piece of string. I ran it through the top of the box. The top of the glass box has a metal piece on top of it. I ran it underneath, a piece of string underneath the metal, which was on the top of the glass box. And I tied it to the side of the doorway, the metal doorpost. Tenfachim, mamish, everything. Mahajim and hachim. Light the candle, start saying Hanir Salalo, and a minute later, the whole thing comes crashing down. What happened? Foolishly, I put a piece of string, which is flammable, underneath. Memela, after a minute or two, the candle burnt the string, and the hole, which was holding up the box, the whole thing came crashing down. Anyway, what do? We have to run back to Shir by our boss, we'll be here in a few minutes. Quickly, my roommate called a Rav, Bodlachem Tevim Arukim, He's actually here in the mirror. I looked for him this morning to try to find him. I asked him again the question 17 years later and didn't find him. He calls the Rav says, light again with the bracha. Light again with the bracha. Okay. Do as the rabbi says, light again with the bracha. The shayla is that correct? According to what we've seen, is that correct? The halacha is, if you do not light with enough olive oil, then you do not make a new bracha. Even though you know for sure it's going to go out. Mitzachin, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you're going to go ahead and you're going to have in mind to put it out, then it's not considered halacha. And you have to make a new bracha. But look, in this case, I didn't have in mind. It just went out by itself. It was a mistake. It's like I didn't put enough olive oil. The only thing is, we have a Mishnah Berurah here. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you light in a place where it's windy, you don't make a new bracha because it's not for sure that it's going to go out. Well, let's say it's for sure that it's going to go out. The Mashmoy says, you have to make a new bracha. Tarach HaShulchan says, if you lit in a place where it's for sure going to go out because of the wind, you have to relight it with a new bracha. But if it goes out. The Shalit is the Chara Steer in the Mishnah Berurah. It's really a steer in the Mishnah Berurah, because the Mishnah Berurah says over there that even you know for sure it's going to go out after 10 minutes because you didn't put enough olive oil, you didn't put enough oil. Nevertheless, you don't make a new bracha. Why? Because there's two tzedakim in the Gemara whether or not you need a shear. Could be you don't need a shear. So if you don't need a shear, then you don't never make a new bracha. So over here it says that you have to, the Mashmoyth is that if it for sure go out, you have to make a new bracha. So you could be that it's a chasarin over here when you light in a plate. When you light in, there's not enough olive oil. For the first 10 minutes, it's a perfectly fine hadlaka. Just it's not going to last for half an hour. However, when you light in a place where there's wind, then ready from the first second there's a chasarin. There's something which is causing it to blow out, possibly from the very first second. The chasarin kanzayin is the etzem hadlaka, and therefore, maybe the Mishnah Berurah understands in a case where it's for sure going to go out, then already from the beginning it wasn't considered hadlaka, and you have to make a new bracha. Accordingly, l'chera, in my case, maybe you would have to make a new bracha, because it's for sure going to go out. However, Lachur, the first minute it was going to burn. There was nothing that was causing it to go out the first minute. Lachur, I would have been, had I gotten the question, Lachur, after seeing what we're seeing, that if you put in not enough olive oil, if you put in a tiny little bit of olive oil, it's going to go after 2 minutes. According to the Mishnah Berurah, Lachur, also you don't make a new bracha. Lachur, this is Lagar from that. L'leidim is afin amino, in such a case, one should certainly relight, but I would say something about Lachur, much more says that you would not make a new bracha. That's Sif Gimel. Sif Beis. Sif Gimel is one should be mahadar after a nice menorah, which the Paiskim seem to say is not a din in Hidr Mitzvah. Hidr Mitzvah is only Ashlish. It's Kovid Mitzvah. Kovid Mitzvah to have a silver menorah. As a matter of fact, there's 15 different dargas of the Chesel Avram, the grandfather of the Chido. To actually bring it down from Yitzchak Saginor, the Rish Saginor, the son of the Raivid. There's 15 different levels of hiddur. The first one is gold. I haven't yet seen someone say gold except for the one in the old city. Someone say gold menorah. Zav, kesef, nechashas, zemel, zav, nechashas, adam, barzel, bedil, which is tin, oiferes, which is lead, tzchuchas, glass, eitz, etzem, cheres, mitzupa, eva, cheres, shein, mitzupa, klipois, rimoy, wow, klipois, egois, klipois, eitz, olim. Now, bizmanenu, we have something, certainly if you could afford a silver menorah, of Kohen Mitzvah, Matev Manoim. The Shaila is, what's the story with silver plated? Is there any hiddur to have a silver menorah over a silver plated menorah? Can't tell the difference, looks all the same. You have the same really question with gold. Very often it's very difficult to tell white gold from silver, depending on exactly how they make it, but very often it looks exactly like silver. Is there any mila to have the gold over the silver? If it looks exactly the same. So, I saw Chiddush from Shmuel Kamenetsky, they did Tanya and Hanami. If it looks the same, well, it doesn't really make a difference when it's on the inside. On the outside, it looks nice. The whole point is the covenant of the mitzvah, then in the Hanami. However, I saw from Yashav that he was asked, I looked for it afterwards, I saw it quoted somewhere, I don't recall where, I think it was in Shavuos Yitzchak, that he was asked if you have a choice of a big silver plate of menorah or a small silver menorah. He said, go with the small silver menorah as opposed to a big silver plate of menorah, because that is more, that's more chashivas than the big one. Certainly, obviously, it all depends on what a person could afford. Now the question is, if a person wants to light in a silver menorah, and most people don't light in the menorah itself, they take little glasses, plastic or glass glasses, and they stick them inside and they light in that. L'chur, you're being mevatel, you just took down, you went from number 2, which was kesef, to number 8 or so, which was chuchis. L'chur, you were murdered in your hiddur. Nevertheless, all the Paisim say, I don't know anybody that says that it's market from the money. All the places say, Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, Rabbi Volzner, Shmuel Kamenetsky, even though Shmuel Kamenetsky himself is noyig to light inside the menorah itself, nevertheless, everybody says that it's tough with the menorah, and Befrat, they're made, the Chatzchila, to go inside the menorah, and they can't stand by themselves, they only have a kiyum, they only could stand if they're placed inside the menorah. Mele, it's certainly tough with the menorah, and therefore, there's no problem lighting that. It's still considered as if you're lighting in the menorah. Also, it happens to look nicer. There is a Kaf HaChaim that says that you should light when you put in oil. You should put oil on top of water, because that shows that oil to shemen, and shemen oil floats on top of water to show that Klal Yisrael was gerver on top of the gayim. Mele is an in to put the oil on top of the Klal Yisrael. The more you squeeze them, the more you get out of them. It's shemen. David the shemen. The Bechlal, somebody that does want a light inside of the silver, he has to just take into account three different things. The first thing he has to take into account is that very often, depending on how silver menorah, very often the cup that holds the oil is not so big, it's not as big as a glass cup, and therefore, pashtus, it lasts for half an hour, but an Erev Shabbos, and you need to last for an hour and a half or so, lav dafka doesn't have enough, depending on the size of your menorah, not depending. Then you have to just make sure beforehand that it has enough time. The second thing is, if you're going to use a floating wick and it's going to dip down underneath, then make sure that it doesn't dip down underneath within a half an hour so you still can see it, or on Shabbos within an hour and a half so you can still see it. And the third thing, which is maybe more also probably most ma'akiv, and that is your wife. And if she's going to have your head for lighting inside the menorah, either because she has to now clean it or because you're going to remove the menorah, we know that Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah, Ner Shabbos Lado, Vishum Shalom Bayis. The Sif Dalet, Ein Choshen L'Psilas L'Achlif Mat Shetchale, we're not Choshish. This is a direct quote from Chazal in Mesech HaSeferim in Perek Chof, Halach HaVov. Ein Choshen L'Psilas, we're not Choshish to switch the wicks every single night. And not only we're not Choshish, says Mishra Bura, not only is it not a Bizarion, there's an Indian to use the same ones. Adar Avim, Neichem L'Halikets, K'shem U'Lachim Kfar. That's what we saw when we get the Hal Shabbos. That there's an Indian to light the wicks beforehand, which I started using another type of wicks, even though in Hilchos Shabbos we said that very often it's easier to light them the first time than the second time. You start lighting using a different type of wick, that it takes a fraction of the time if you light it beforehand. That's the halacha that Mishnah Berurah brings down, the Reish Samach Dalet at the end. That like a chilah, if it's easier to light it, then the husband should prepare the wicks beforehand by lighting it and blowing it out. That way it'll be easier to light it. Memela, if you have wicks already from last night, then it's nicer, it's easier to light them the second night. Therefore, there's an Indian, the Aruch HaShulchan says the same thing. Now, I would have thought that there's another Indian. I heard there's another Indian to use the same wicks as the night beforehand. Kivan the Yisavet Bo Mitzvah Chado, Yisavet Bo Mitzvah Achiti. This is what Mishnah Berurah said in last Sif. He says that if you go buy the wax that was used in a shul for the wax candles, you should use that, because Kivan the Yisavet Bo Mitzvah Chado, Yisavet Bo Mitzvah Achiti. You're supposed to use the Adasim from Sukkot for Abdullah, for Besamim, because he already did one mitzvah, you should do another mitzvah. You should be supposed to use your challah from Erev Tavshilin for Lecha Mishnah, for the same reason. So Lecharya, if you already used it once, then you should do it for another mitzvah. For some reason, I didn't see anybody that says that. Therefore, I'm not sure why I don't bring it down. It could be that it's not considered another mitzvah. It's all the same mitzvah. It's one mitzvah. It's not considered another mitzvah. However, despite all of this, and all the reasons that, despite the fact that Chazal says you don't have to, despite the fact that Mishnah Berurah gives time, we have another time, nevertheless, the Darkei Moshe says, brings down from Rishonim, from Abu Jom, and from the Kolboy, that they say that there is an Indian to switch them every day. The Minigins, he says, to switch them, and they say because it should be Dermot in the Beis HaMikdosh, that to switch them every day. And therefore, many people, especially Chassidim, have a Minig to switch them every day. Chazanish did not switch them every day. Nevertheless, there are those that switch them every day with the Ovid Kamaravid.